All right, pizza party is back. 5 o'clock. Cav, are you excited?
I'm so excited. We've got a very special guest on the line with us today.
It is the ghost of Michael Hutchins from
NXS. Yes, I am indeed the ghost of Michael Hutchins. And I'm here with my manager. Don't forget my manager.
Oh, what is your manager's name, Michael?
Her name is Darlene. She gets 20% of everything. Would you like for her to say hi?
Yes, Darlene. Hello, are you there?
Here she is.
Hello.
Darlene, how are you? Thank you for bringing Mike on to Pizza Party.
No worries.
Are you the manager from hell?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I'm trying to get him out of there.
Okay, so you're actually helping him get out of hell.
Trying to get him into heaven, but no one really wants him now. We're working on it.
Are you alive or dead?
Oh, I can't really say. Probably more on the rotten side.
Can you speak up a little bit more, please?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm very dead.
Okay.
I'll put him back on, though.
No, I got a few questions for you. I need to go over with you what we're allowed to ask him, so I will throw some questions by you, some subject matters, and you'll say no or yes.
Okie dokie.
Can we talk about how he died?
No.
Can we talk about his many lovers?
Definitely.
Can we talk about what he thinks of the new NXS singer?
Yeah, I think that's very fair to ask that.
Okay, can we talk about what he was doing close to his death?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
We talk about some of his hobbies in his later years?
Will it be relating to his death as well?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, let's put him on the air.
All right. Here you go.
Michael, how are you?
Sorry, she's a bit of a yabber.
Bit of a yabber.
So I've got to say I love your show. It's quite ace. You know, I'm very interested to let you know anything you want to know about me or where we are here in this, I don't know, it's like a gymnasium sort of.
Are you an Australian hell or just hell?
I think it's an Australian hell. It seems like, the north end of Australia is called the top end, and it's sort of like a town that my cousin lived in the top end in the early 80s before I was, more of a star.
Do they let you wear your leather pants in hell?
Yes, I can wear whatever I like. I have to say that there's a bit of a limited wardrobe, of course, but I do have leather pants, yes, and some meshes.
Are you familiar that? Are you aware that they're making a movie about your life right now?
We don't get quite a bit of news from the mortal plane, so no, I don't know much about this movie being made about me. Could you fill me in on any details about it?
Kevin, weren't you just Googling it, Kev? Can you help him out here?
Yes. One big bombshell from this movie. It's a television movie about the career of NXS.
Oh, dear.
But one big bombshell that's come out of it is that Kylie Minogue says that she still loves you.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about coming back to life?
Would you do me a favor if you could send a message to Kylie?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell her that I love her dearly, and I wrote most of the NXS material about Kylie Minogue. I don't know if that's obvious down there. Bob Geldof, of course, was quite a tosser, and the LP, The Swing, mostly about Kylie, even though I hadn't met her yet. It's a hard story to tell, but Original Sin, which is about shagging, doing the business, Kylie and I had done that quite a few times. I love her. You've got that the internet down there now. I can't really understand it, but if you could send her a message on that internet and tell her.
I will. We'll tweet at her at this very moment.
Tell her she's the one thing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, the mm-hmm. one thing. I get it.
We had a hit song about that.
Never tear you guys apart.
And she's also the devil inside, and I need her tonight. And I have to say that being dead is indeed quite a new sensation, if you know what I mean. Also.
Speaking of sensations, do they let you wear a belt down there?
I can wear a belt, but I prefer not to. I have to say the food where I am is quite good, so don't need a belt anymore, if you know what I mean.
But, you know, there's other uses for a belt, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you know, Michael Hutchins has packed on quite a few pounds here in Purgatory. We actually don't really call it Purgatory, but I've got to say there's a super good barbecue down here.
What else is there for someone like yourself to do while you're waiting to pass the time?
There are weight benches. You can play chess, but you have to make the pieces yourself. So, you know, we've got bottle caps representing palms and, you know, things around safety pins and, salt shakers and anything, that when you die, the things that you have with you or that you're buried with, they come here with you. So I've got a Swatch watch that someone had tossed into my coffin when I died, and a can of Coke, Pepsi Free, the clear Pepsi Free, and a number of other things. I've got a hypercolor T-shirt and, just all the things that I brought down from the mortal plane here. Sometimes I use some of those things as chess pieces.
Do you have any regrets that you would like to tell us about?
I have. The only regret I have is that I was never able to come to fisticuffs with Morrissey. There's one person I felt usurped my role as a teenage god. It was he.
Have you ever met him? Was there any kind of experience with him that really sealed the deal for him being a mortal enemy?
I met him a couple of times, but we mainly just talked about our hair. He was very jealous of my curls.
Did you use a little sun in, or did you? Was it naturally blondish brown?
You know, I had a foray into mousse. Back then, we went to mousse, colored mousses. There was glitter mousse and copper mousse. Essentially mousse. You know, not the animal, I mean. M-O-U-S-S-E. Kind of like the ice cream that you can sometimes get for dessert.
I'm learning so much, Michael.
I do appreciate you having me on your radio show. Let me know if you want to speak to my manager again.
No, we're good with her.
Okay, well.
Well, what other bands does she represent?
She's also in charge of the XX, I believe. Future Islands. She does a number of coordinating of bands here from the grave. She's got, she's actually in touch with some spiritual mediums there in the States that manage those bands in person, you know what I mean? It's hard to explain death. It's very hard to explain.
Sounds like it.
Because we can kind of communicate like we are right now in a way. You know, many people think you need a Ouija board or, having a seance where you lift the people with your two fingers into the air. But we can just talk on the phone if you don't want to. You know, I can give you lottery numbers or who's going to win the pools or, you know, any of that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. The March Madness is upon us. Tournament of 64. You follow college basketball? Can you give us a little hint?
Hold on a second. There happens to be a college basketball player. He's over here. Hey, Charles. Charles. Who's going to win the NCAA tournament for 2014? Hold on, he's eating macaroni and cheese. One second. Is there a team called Duke playing this year?
Yes.
He says Duke looks very good.
All right, you heard it here.
He said put your shillings on Duke.
A dead college player said shillings? Peter Shillings.
The ground control to Major Tom guy. Remember him?
Yeah. I don't think he's Australian. I don't think we can play him today, guys.
He's also not dead, I don't think.
Double bummer.
He's not here.
We're not allowed to really talk about how people die here on the show. Your manager had told us not to, but do you have any warnings for Max?
Don't do what I did. I mean, you make a plum fool of yourself. I was told by my manager not to mention anything about it. I'm not going to say a thing. I just...
No, you're not allowed to talk about that. Stop it. Get away.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. She's very sensitive about when I go into that. I mean, it's a pleasure that is unparalleled, I have to say. But it's like any unparalleled pleasure, it's very dangerous. You know, it's like drugs, you know, and there are people here, we've got to, you know.
Do you think you would have gone to heaven had you not died that way?
Absolutely. I was one of the first meeting I had when I got here was just about how I got here, you know what I mean? And they even said, we'd let you right in, except for what you were doing there in the closet, which I can't speak any more about it, but
okay.
I, you know, don't do what I did.
We appreciate what you've been able to reveal.
Excuse me?
Thanks for even giving us a little taste.
You're welcome. Anytime you want to call back, I'd be happy to get in touch with you.
Man, I think we are going to get in touch with you often, Dad, Michael Hutchins.
Wonderful. Well, take care of yourself at your pizza party, then. You know, tell Max just not to go down that road. It's not worth it, ultimately, even though it is kind of worth it. I mean...
We'll leave it at that. Michael Hutchins, enjoy the timeless eternity that you're in right now, and I hope it ends shortly.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I would love, if I were on the Earth, to eat as much fro-yo as I could. I've heard that's the rage down there. It sounds wonderful.
Calorie-less.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
Bye. Good day, Michael Hutchinson.
Goodbye.